Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Happy Wednesday. Names. I want to talk about names for a second, because when you meet somebody and you either miss their name or you mishear, I did it earlier on the show. We spoke to lovely Alicia, but I thought it was Elisa because it said Elisa, but I did get it wrong. And then luckily she corrected me, because sometimes you don't correct someone when they say your name wrong.
It was quick too.
I, over the years, have been called Phoebe, and I'm like, I'll just let it go. I'll let it slide. Mick, yeah.
I'll get Fev.
You get Fev.
No one knows my name though.
Yeah, I know.
People wouldn't know my name's Brendan.
Brendan.
But they actually wouldn't.
Interesting.
I'm talking about 70-80% would think
really?
It's a Fev.
Brendan Favola?
No. People down the street, I get called Alex sometimes. People come up to me and go, Alex. I'm like, I'm not Alex. That's my wife. That's her there.
That's weird, a bad ad for the runway room, if they think.
Makeup can't help that.
She's not wearing her own stuff.
Come on, man. It's not funny when you do it to me.
When you're interviewing people, particularly big Hollywood stars, and they get your name wrong, it is quite funny. And on the project, a great moment. Actually, I'm on the project tonight. I'm back.
What?
It's been a few years.
You just dropped a bomb there?
Yeah. I'm back.
Sailor.
I can't wait.
God, this is going to be a fun show tomorrow.
God, long.
You're going to be tired.
Well.
Also, by the way, what a long run-up just to just say she's on the project
tonight.
Just tell us, bro. You know when names are wrong.
Hero, you carry Waleed.
Waleed was interviewing Mariah Carey. I mean, it's Mariah. And this funny moment happened.
There's nothing more perfect than Mariah Carey at Christmas time, except perhaps for the start to our interview.
Hi, Waleed.
Hi, Waleed. Waleed.
Mate, this is
easy.
This is no word of a lie.
What?
I look at our rundown sheet.
Yeah.
And I saw Waleed on there. And I thought, oh, God, as a Waleed, I thought, because I thought Waleed.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a different name. Waleed.
Waleed.
And I thought Waleed straight away.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it was we were talking about.
That's amazing.
It is.
In my brain.
Oh, no. It's not.
Hi,
you just thought the W was upside down.
Yeah, but no, but I thought Waleed, and I thought, oh. This is like, I thought Waleed.
Yes.
When it was Waleed.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Leon is like, shut up, man.
But she's just misheard it. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's Mariah, it's been done. And getting somebody's name wrong is one thing. But you know, also when you work with people or you've met people in your world, whether it's at your supermarket or wherever you know, and you've known them for years now, but you miss their name at the start.
Oh. Gavin Buckley.
That's our CEO.
Yeah.
And his name's Grant.
I called him Gavin.
Blackley.
To his face.
Know.
I said, g'day, Gavin. Whoops.
131060. Let's ask the question, how long have you gone without knowing someone's name? And it may be even now, you still don't know. It could be anyone in your community, in your workplace, in your street. Neighbours. It's very hard to go back once you've met a neighbour. You missed their first name. It's hard to go back.
I do it all the time. That's why you just call everyone mate. Hey, mate.
Champ.
Hey, bro.
Leech.
That's the other thing. 131060, if anybody's got any tips, any ways around it. Because Julie, our wonderful receptionist who worked here, now she's left. She's gone to live in Bali.
She hasn't there yet.
But Julie, for about the first three, because I met Julie and then I just missed the Julie bit. And I reckon for 3 years here at the
missed
Fox.
Missed the Julie bit, her name.
But I never wanted to go back and say, I just have to get your name again.
Yeah.
But I knew it was a J. So every time I walk through reception, I would do this one. This is my technique. Hi, Julie, how are you today? You just say
get
the J, and then you sort of swallow the next bit. Like, hey, Julie, what are you going to, how's everything?
Smooth.
Or you just make a name up. I love to make a name up when I don't know the name. Like when Leon came here.
Yes.
I didn't really catch his first name, so I just called him
Owen.
Owen.
Owen for 2 months.
Yeah, I called him. Just kept calling
him
Owen.
Yeah, you just called him Owen.
The producer, John.
James Costa, he calls John.
I call
you
John.
Just get his name.
Yeah, no, I call him John because there's two Jameses. I get mixed up.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. James Lake, because James Lake's the number one.
We
he's
also
been here
had
first.
A producer, Ali. You called her Lisa for a few years.
Well, Tommy Little, we've been mates for 13 years. Mm. He remembers everyone's name. Mm. I don't know how he does it. To me, it's so frustrating. Like
impressive.
He can't remember the pilot license test.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, we got it second time. But he didn't remember it, did he?
74% still wouldn't fly with him.
That's a bad example.
Naomi from Craigieburn. Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
And Naomi, are you in a situation at the moment, or how long have you gone without knowing someone's name?
So I went for about a year and a half without knowing.
Ooh, how close were you to this person?
So I worked with her probably about at least 3 times a week.
Ah, and what were you calling her something different, or did you just miss the name completely?
So her name was spelled R-A-I-N-A. So I thought her name was Raina.
Yeah.
And then about a year and a half later, she told me her name was actually pronounced Renna.
Well, that, you know, that's not too bad, Naomi. That yeah. you at least you've had a crack, and that's the way it's spelt.
Mm.
So a little bit on her. Yeah. Like, don't you think? I think
yeah,
that's
on her. That's
a
her.
Mispronunciation.
Yeah, we had a mate of mine in high school. Her mum's name was Tanya, and I'd always say Tanya. And her mum said it's actually Tanya. And I said, ooh, we're in Hoppers. It's Tanya.
That's the same as Bianca and Bianca.
Yeah, and Chantel Bianca. And Chantel.
So some people like it pronounced Bianca instead of Bianca.
Mm.
Yeah. Spelled exactly the same.
Tricky, isn't it? Jean, thank you for that, Naomi. Jean Bianca. In Seaford. Hi, Jean.
Hello, good morning.
Jean, what have you been getting wrong? Whose name?
Well, it's not actually me getting the name wrong. It's actually my wonderful neighbour. We've lived behind each other for 7 years, and when we first met, I introduced myself and said my name was Jean. And for the past 7 years, she's called me Christine. So not a mispronunciation, a completely different name. I gave up in correcting her because I felt terrible, so she just always called me Christine. And we speak all the time because she's a lovely neighbour, and we talk all the time. And she ended up coming around last week, and she came to speak to my husband. And she said, oh, is Christine here? And he said to her, actually, do you mean Jean?
Oh.
My wife's name is Jean. And she was like, oh, my gosh, all of this time I've called her Christine.
Ouch.
She was lovely. She laughed about it. And she thought it was hilarious, which was good. She didn't feel bad. And I didn't feel bad for her. But finally, she called me the other day and she said, hello, Jean. I got it right.
Well, you've been calling each other. That's amazing.
That's so good. But I love that you can laugh about it. Yeah. Like, that'd be mortifying to get someone's name wrong all that time.
Well, I've moved house the last 3 times in the last 2 years, and all my next-door neighbours have been called mate. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
What are the odds of that?
Brooke in Pakenham. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Brooke. Brooke, you've had a similar situation. Someone's not known your name.
Yes, I have. So I've been with my husband for 12 years.
And you don't know his name?
Oh, jeez.
It's amazing.
Mate.
Hey, mate.
Love you, mate.
Thanks, bro. Come again.
No, there's a guy up at the cricket club that for 12 years has always called me Beck. And, yeah, for after the first 5 times of correcting him, I just, yeah. My name's Beck now, so.
Did he have an ex called Beck?
I don't know. He's an older guy, so I don't know.
Yeah, I love that, though. I love just let them go.
Yeah. Let the oldies go.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It's fine. Brooke and
Beck. Thanks,
Beck. There's a B and a K.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Beck. Raquel. Raquel in Footscray. Hi, Raquel.
Good morning. Hello, hello.
Raquel, now you're here to help everybody who's been in this situation.
I am. Yes. Look, every time I've got quite a difficult name to pronounce. So the way I get out of not remembering someone's name is I say, oh, great to see you again. How do I pronounce your name again?
Oh,
Steve.
John.
And then,
Matt.
Exactly. And the worst one I got was a girl who just looked at me quite blankly and said, Sam.
Sam.
And I went,
yeah, that's Raquel. I reckon I've tried that before. Because
I thought it was Stam.
We could say Sam. Oh, I thought you meant, I've heard Sim. People say Sammy or Sam.
Yes.
What do you prefer?
Sim.
That's a good one.
Do you know what I used to do? You mentioned how Tommy Little remembers names. I made it, when I was doing the weather for Sunrise and I was travelling, I was constantly meeting people because you were doing the live cross.
Yeah.
No, but you'd be at like, you know, Noosa at the beach meeting people and then
Hold
you'd
on.
Be in
Ed
like Tamworth.
It's a cow that gives away cash. Yeah. It's cash cow. I'll remember this.
Anyway, and I'd be at schools and I'd meet all these kids and I used to, because the job itself was quite straightforward. You're just reading the weather. I had to give myself a challenge every morning and it was learning people's names. So I would like line up like 12 kids and sort of Koshy and Mel in my ear would go, there's no way you're going to remember all those kids' names, but I'd make it it was actually sport for me. Yeah. Like, I'm going to make this a challenge. So they'd cross to me and I'd go, here I am at Nambucca High and I've got Steve, Nathan, Terry, Kate, Karen. I just loved it, reeling off all their names.
But you got the school name wrong. I knew something was going to get me.
I would have done the same thing, but I would have gone to each school and got the same kids every day, the same names.
I need a Matt. I need a Frank.
All come to the front. There. Frank, Matt, Steve, John.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, yesterday we went to see the movie Sing 2,
we did.
Fev. We went to see that. We'll be speaking
great
to film. Matthew McConaughey later in the week.
Yes.
But then after that. Because I took Trixie to see that and...
head home?
What was that?
Did you head home?
No, we didn't head home. Then I took the girls to see there's a Disney exhibition at Acme at Fed Square.
Oh. Super nice.
Go and make a day of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was really, the girls and I had a really nice day together.
I saw the street poster. There was like a street poster the other day on a wall. I took a photo of it and sent it to Fee and said, hey, Disney, Acme.
Disney in Melbourne.
Wow.
I loved it. I just, anything Disney, I am there. So we went to see that. And it was just nice to be in the city, to be honest.
Yeah, it's
and
beautiful.
I know we should be, you know, directing people head back into the city. It's got such a good vibe. It's Melbourne.
On.
It's coming back to life. Anyway, I was going into Acme at Fed Square and this lovely lady came up to say hi. And if she's listening, you were just divine. And you actually, she did say to me, and I won't say her name, please don't mention this on the radio. But there was just one thing I have to mention. No. We had a nice chat and she knows what I'm talking about. We had a really nice moment. And then as she was leaving, as we were saying goodbye, and by the way, just if you listen to the show, it's so nice to come up and say hi.
Yeah.
A lot of people come up and say, oh, I feel awkward. No, don't. Come. We'd love to hear from you. And as we were saying goodbye, she did say, by the way, I also have to mention, and I'm standing there with Daisy and Trixie and she's got her daughter. She said, I do have to mention, I've also got a crush on Fev.
Mm.
And ooh, what was that?
Panther.
And then... The
oh,
funniest,
that's lovely.
It was very lovely. Oh, I know you love hearing
endearing.
That. But my favourite part about this was Trixie, who's standing there.
I'll tell you my least favourite bit.
She did. It's not funny when you do it.
So Trixie and Fev obviously get along really well. And,
and
Trixie was at the cinema with Fev and they were sitting next to each other. And I think you were annoying her all movie.
All movie.
Oh, wow.
And Trixie's got her big Mr. Black Bear.
Yeah,
it's her teddy that she takes everywhere.
Yeah.
And Fev always steals Mr. Black Bear from Trixie.
Good
so this lovely lady said, I've got a bit of a crush on Fev. And then without any hesitation, before I had a chance to say anything, Trixie just said to her, grabbed her bear, look, this bear smells of him.
Oh.
And
power play,
put it up into
Trixie.
The woman's face. I'm like, it was just like, you like Fev? Well, my bear smells like him. It was
a
strange
brag. No, that's a good brag. She's power play. That's a win.
If anyone finds me hot, please call in. It's been Fev is running away with this. Two shots to go.
I'm surprised Fee didn't say get in a line.
Oh, what's that? Lucia, one vote for Fev.
Oh. Oh.
1019, The Fox.
We've got a guest. We haven't spoken to him for a while, but I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. It is premiering Monday, January 3rd. So we won't be here over that break, but we won't get a chance to speak to him. So we want to speak to him now. The host, Dr. Chris Brown.
Ah, good morning.
Welcome back to the show.
Dog.
Thank you. Well, this is special. It's been too long. It's always exciting. And Faith, like, you know, I'll see you on January 3rd. Like, what are you?
I know. You're right. Although, do you know what, Chris? And it's not lost on me. I have seen various Women's Day and New Idea covers where you've been with other women recently.
Yes.
And it's not lost on me. And I have been quite hurt by that. But I still expect you.
I feel like this should be our therapy to mend that bridge. And,
yes.
And I think as with Fev as you know, some sort of counsellor, which is the role you were born to play.
Yes.
The intermediary.
Yes. Yes, Doc.
He's just so good. He's good with this stuff. So I think
expert.
I know that those other women don't mean anything to me because, look,
thank you.
I've never spoken to them.
You've never met them.
But never mind. Like, we can push past that. I know we have for us.
We can.
Something
Thank
else
you.
That might be bugging Fee a little bit is that you may be the bachelor, Dr. Chris Brown.
What?
The most eligible bachelor in Australia.
Oh, God. No, look, no.
You said that too quick.
I tried to tease it out as much as I could, but no. Great show. They do an amazing job. Incredible track record. I probably could use it, but no. I don't think it's really the show for me.
We'll get back to the show that you're here for, mate. And it is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. One of my favourite shows. Obviously, I was there. I've competed in it. It's a great show to spend over summer because you know it's summer. When you're watching it with your kids, watching Jules and Dr. Chris. Now, some rumours of some people that are going in now. You haven't really released too much because we're early days in the ad campaign. There's a lot of Chris and Jules singing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and very, very good singing. Yep. That's going to get very annoying by the end of it. But
no, that's why people are excited the show's starting, because it means the promo's ending.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Now I'm hearing Anna Mears, maybe the cyclist who won a heap of gold medals.
It says a female triple gold medalist, Olympic swimmer.
Oh, swimmer.
Anna Mears isn't a swimmer, is she?
No, she's a cyclist.
No, so I think you're well off.
Maybe
the mark
swimmer.
On that,
maybe Dawn Fraser.
She swims as a hobby. So she's an Olympian.
Everyone swims. Stephanie Rice, I don't think she won many gold medals.
Did she? Steph Rice did well.
Not
Susie
an Olympic.
Susie O'Neill. Madame Butterfly.
But I get confused with the Olympics and the Commonwealth because we win a lot of Commonwealths. Yeah. A lot.
Not many in the Commonwealth.
Not many in the Olympics.
I'm pretty sure Steph Rice won a couple of Olympic gold medals.
Oh, did she, Chris?
Yeah. She did well.
Oh, she won three. She did win three.
Well, she needs it, so that's good. We all need Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Now, I was talking at a function the other week with an ex-footballer, and he's just recently become an ex-coach. The great Nathan Buckley is heading into the jungle.
You said you were talking with him. What? Yeah, he confirmed it.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said I was chatting with him, and he asked me about the jungle. What was it like? I said, well, I was in South Africa. You're in Queensland. Bit different.
I mean, he would be great.
He's a beast.
But obviously, I mean, he's a machine. Yeah. So it'd be interesting. I mean, I was of the assumption that he was busy, but you know, and in various coaching roles. But obviously, you know more than I do, Feb. And in that AFL world, you're connected. You have your finger on the pulse. You know what's going on. And you just have a
lot of sarcasm there, Mr. Brown.
If he was in there, he'd probably be our most impressive and accomplished footballer we've ever had in the jungle.
Do you know what, Dr. Chris? Stats wise and medal wise, probably, but does he have the crown yet? That's all that matters.
Yeah, does he have the record? I've got that.
That's if he were going in. This is still speculation.
People win Brownlows, people win flags. Not everyone wins a jungle crown.
No.
That's right.
Can't take that away from me.
I know that feathered crown sits high up on the mantelpiece. It does. Above it.
Because there's nothing else to put next to it.
I mean, I'm reluctant to say the other clues because this is fun. It's fun playing this game, Chris, and everyone will be playing this until January 3rd. There's a celebrity chef and a country singer.
Ooh, Keith Urban.
You know what? I reckon the country singer is going to be the most entertaining second to Feb.
My mate.
Celebrity with Okay. They are great. Who's your mate?
Lee Kernighan.
Do you just want to come in and host the show, Feb? Because you seem to know more about the celebrities than I do. So it's
Big Carlton man, Lee. Good fella.
Is he?
He's won a lot of golden
guitars. What about Troy Cassidy, Adam Brandt, Casey Chambers? There's so many.
Lee's the biggest. I mean,
the jungle uniform already involves a bigger cobra. These people will be unrecognizable in our version, but they need to have their own. So it's something that people hopefully can consider. But, you know, a little bit of guitar in the jungle would be great.
Nice.
A bit of a sing-along. What a joy. What a way to spend a summer.
we can't wait.
It's going back in.
Any Pete Evans floating around?
Well, he's in the area.
Pop in.
No doubt about that.
He could be on a hike.
We did joke about the fact that, you know, considering that we film in northern New South Wales and Pete Evans' backyard, probably one of the challenges should be just trying to find a vaccine. around. If you get that, you get 12 meals for the camp.
So. 12 stars, bang.
Oh, Chris, as always, we love legend. Having you on, and we're really excited about this. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Monday, January 3rd on 10. Catch it on 10 Play as well. And apologies if Fev has spoiled everything. That's very unlike him.
No, but it's just a guess, man. I
it's
love this
course,
game.
Of course, it's just guesses.
It's half the battle.
And
He's invested because he knows that at some stage he's going to be usurped as the greatest AFL player of all time in the jungle.
Well, I know, Doc,
that you've brought in other footballers that may have been better on the field than I was, but no footballer has walked away with the crown other than me. They've all been there. They've ran second. You've got your Barry Halls, your Dane Swans. Josh Gibson was first out. there's a lot of other footballers just haven't quite got there. And I love that every year. I love that.
They've all come close. They've all tried to emulate your performance, but never quite triumphed.
Tough. It's tough.
Maybe
it's
copy
fair. For all of us. If it is Nathan Buckley, can he please win? Please. Please. Oh, anyway, we will let you go. And we will be watching you on January 3rd, and I'll see you for Christmas.
Sounds delightful.
My house.
Family dinner.
Yeah, family Christmas.
Dr. Chris Brown.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yesterday, we went to a movie to watch Sing 2, which was great. We all went as a family, and afterwards I thought, well, why don't we go out for lunch? So I said to Josiah, and I said to Darcy, our beautiful producer, let's go to Oriental Tea House, have some dumplings. On our way to get dumplings, we saw Peter Siddle, great test cricketer. Mm-hmm. He was also going to Oriental Tea House, but then told us it was burning down. So,
what?
Yes, it was on fire. It was on fire. So we couldn't go there for lunch, so we thought we'd go to Cocoa.
Is everything okay at the Oriental Tea House?
Yeah, I think it's shut. There was fire brigades there and everything.
How long into the chat did he bring up lunch joint's on fire?
No, well, I said to him, hey, bro, I'm going to Oriental Tea House to get some dumplings. He goes, man, we just went there. Have a look. And we looked and, it was on fire. Anyway, it was just like two stores around. So we went to Cocoa Row, my sushi place in Church Street, and I went with the beautiful Josiah. My God, I'm having my Instagram hit up. Woo! A lot of people messaging how beautiful that man is.
You're welcome.
I'm going to try that. Roaster. I'm going to upload a photo of you and see what happens.
Oh, man. My Insta went nuts.
So I thought you meant you were going to slide into Fev's DM. Yeah,
she does that.
Josiah's hot.
She does that.
I can't
anyway.
Tell him because of HR.
She was one of them.
She does that all the time. So surprising people were saying how hot he was, but I said he's got hairy legs because it's not everything's perfect. I never said that, but I did now.
Just bring
but
me
anyway,
down.
I was sitting there and he doesn't like wasabi. And I don't think he's ever really had it before. And I thought, I'll play a game at the end because I've made my kids eat wasabi before and it was a great reaction. I told them it was avocado. They spat it out, almost spewed tears coming out the eyes. Good. Good for me. I'm a prankster. I love this stuff.
Stock standard favola fun.
Yeah, fun. So I said to Josiah, hey, man, if you eat this, I'll pay the bill. And not telling him how much to eat, he went in for the biggest scoop of wasabi you've ever seen. Josiah was just telling me that he doesn't like wasabi. That's enough. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Can't move. No, you've got to take your hand away from your face.
Crying. That is the worst thing I've ever done.
I've seen this. It was like you had... the way you dig your finger into Nutella is how you scoop that out. It was like, what?
You know it's too much when Fev goes, wait, whoa.
Yeah,
hold
on. It was a lot.
Champ, like if Fev's trying to help you, you're about to do yourself a mischief.
Did you know what was going to happen?
Well, if you're going to do something, you may as well do it in extreme. Oh, like why hold back if we're going to do a video? Yeah, it was like.
Are you looking for a Red Bull sponsorship?
You know when you have a night and you have too much vodka or something, the next day you can't look at vodka? It's the same with the wasabi.
He ran to the toilet, which was, I couldn't stop laughing. I was just like, this is the best thing I've ever done. I was so excited for the rest of the day, and I watch it back, and I'm still laughing. It was the ultimate bullying, but he took it to a next level where he just took so much. Like, he didn't need to take that. So that's on him. It's actually on him.
I got to bed last night, 10 o'clock. I'll quickly check the phone before I fall asleep. Let's see what's on there. And that was the first video that popped up. I haven't been to bed. I've just been watching it.
And Josiah paid.
Ultimate. Oh, so good. I know. What a legend.
101.9 The Fox.
1st of December. This is around the corner. Look
at love. And something really funny has transpired. If you've been listening the last couple of days, in fact, yesterday at this time, we were talking to Michael Bublé and trying to get him to resolve an issue. So in our team, the wider Fifi Fever Nick team, we've got all our incredible producers and production staff behind the scenes. There's ourself here in the studio. I had nothing to do with this, and I'm still an innocent bystander. In the past,
distance
we've done
yourself.
I'm distancing at a rate of knots. We've always done a Kris Kringle, but this year there was a suggestion in our team, and I think it might have been Renee.
It's Renee, woke.
That we would do Bad Santa. It goes by some other names, White Elephant,
Rabbit, or something.
Something. Anyway, the idea is it's like Kris Kringle. But then you get to steal, you sort of swap. So you end up, if you don't like your gift, you pass it on or something.
It's bad gifts. White Elephant was based on, I read, the King of Thailand used to give people that annoyed him a white elephant, like an actual white elephant as a gift, because he said the upkeep would crush them.
Oh.
So it's like, here's a terrible gift.
Well, and then, apparently there's a $30 limit. So I said to Leon earlier, I don't know, I've got to go and get something terrible, like, will I go and get a garden hose fitting or something? And then Leo went, no, it's supposed to be a good gift.
Where's Granny Mae?
So then I got confused because I'm like, I thought it was a bad gift. And then I said, I might go and get a scratchy. That'd be good because
here we go.
There's the potential. Then Fev came and whispered in my ear.
Which was to us, yes.
Yeah, but then we did tell everyone. Said.
But it wasn't fair. No, because I thought, again, rewind. Because I want Kris Kringle. I don't want this stupid other thing that's not Christmas. It's all about Kris Kringle, and it's a gift that
it's
you
separate
get.
Separate games.
And it's a Christmas. It's Kris Kringle, and that's what we've done every time. Two new people come to the team, and all of a sudden, the shit's hit the fan. Now, mate.
Language.
You can say that word, and everyone knows what it
kids
is.
In the car.
If they're not at school now, it's bad parenting.
They're naughty kids. They're naughty
kids. School starts
at 8:30.
They're
coal in their stockings.
They're running late, and that's what happens. And they're pretty sure their parents will be going, oh, yeah, we're late. But anyway, it's Kris Kringle, and I said, well, I brought a gift because I thought we're doing it Thursday to play out on the air Friday, because why else would we play a stupid game? There's no reason to play it other than to be on the air. Kris Kringle's about just giving a gift, and we go off together. Oh, have a good holiday, see you in 6.5 weeks. But now we're playing this stupid game. I went and brought a Powerball ticket, because it's $80 million. Chuck it in the middle. Someone, one of our team, could win $80 million.
What'd you spend on it? 30?
That's like $59 or something.
Jeez, man.
But then said to you, but hang on, Fev. So the Powerball goes off on Thursday night, but we're doing the gift giving on Friday morning.
Fev
would be giving someone a used Powerball ticket, which has already gone off.
Don't worry, I won't be coming in Friday. If it wins, I'll give you the tip.
But it's just so funny. You're giving a ticket that will be old.
I thought we're playing it Thursday to play out Friday, because that's what you do. Why else would we play a game? I don't play a game because we all love each other. Let's all play a game and get on the beers. It's for radio. We do radio as a job. So you'd think you'd play and get videos for our socials. There's no point playing the game. Play Kris Kringle.
So now, are you going to commit to your Powerball ticket that will have expired by the time you give it to someone?
Who
wants it?
2 days out.
They all want it. Told you it'd be the best gift.
2 days out from the end of the year, Fev's interested in show prep.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. What?